At the beginning of Parshat Noah, at the very beginning, we read about Noah, his tzaddik, Tamim Hayavidor Elshav, and that's in comparison to the rest of the world. The whole world was decadent. Rashi explains, "Vatishachet Aretz Lashon Erva Vavodazara Chamas is Lashon Gezel." There was idolatry. There was adultery. There was thievery, robbery. What happened? What brought this all about? And if you read the Psukim, it seems that this moral decay that existed in the world was not something that had been around for many, many centuries. It seems to have come about around the time of Noah. In our parsha, it says, "Vayoled Noah shlosh avanim," and afterwards, "Vatishachei tzaretz lefnei alukim." In the previous parsha, in Parshas Bereishis, first we read about the birth of Noah, and the Noah also having children, and then only after we read about the birth of Noah do we read about all the terrible things that were going on. Vayar Hashem ki rabaras adam baaretz chol yetzem achshavos libo rak rak kol hayom, and I thought his book was very upset. He's going to give them 120 years to do tshuva, and if not, he's going to go out and destroy the world. But this seems to have taken place during the time of Noah. So what happened that brought about this tremendous moral decline in the world? Harafam Zatzal suggests as follows. When Noah is born, the Torah describes the fascinating reaction of his father. Vayechi lemech shtayim u'shmonim shana ma'as shana, he's 182 years old, vayoled ben. Vayikra shemo Noah. Leimor, zeyin achameinu mima'aseinu meitzvon yadeinu min adamar she'erera Hashem. This one. He didn't say, this one will be a doctor. Maybe modern-day parents will say. But he said, this one will comfort us from our work and our toils from the land that was cursed. He's just born. What's going on? So the Medrash Tanchuma and Rashi alludes to it. The Medrash Tanchuma said that there was a Mesorah and there was a Kabbalah. That from the time of Adam HaRishon, that we know that in the time of Adam HaRishon, after the Chet of Eitz HaDaat, that the land was cursed, and when the people would be planting all sorts of grains, Zorim Chitim, and it would be mostly Kotzim. They would plant grains, they would plant wheat, and instead they would grow thorns and thistles. They wouldn't plant, it wouldn't grow what they had planted. This was the curse of the Adamah. But they had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition that when a child will be born, who will be mahul, will be born circumcised, that the curse will end. And that child was Noah. When Noah was born, they saw that he was circumcised. And they knew then that the curse that the land had gotten from the time of Adam HaRishon centuries earlier would now come to an end. And Rashi says, "Va'aisaretz motziya kotzim v'dardarim kishzorim chitim miklalasa shalada marisha and will be mei Noach nacha." In the time of Noach, this curse ended. What they planted is what they harvested. And not only that, the major says, but Noach was a major inventor. He was the one who first invented the plow, the axe,
the shite to cut down wheat.
And up until that time, there was no plow. There were no axes. Everything had to be done with simpler implements. Things were done by hand. So if we can begin to imagine the kinds of hard labor, every single thing had to be done by hand. None of these utensils, these modern utensils like a plow. And even when they did everything, whatever they planted used to grow terrible things, thorns and thistles and stuff that wasn't just so edible. Imagine how much hard work there was. And Noah comes along. And the curse ends. And all of a sudden, they can plow, they can chop, they can harvest quickly. Imagine the prosperity that the daughter of Noah had. They could work so much less and harvest so much more. And what do they do with all this new gained wealth and prosperity and with all this free time that they have on their hands? They engage in spiritual pursuits. They become closer to the Creator of the world. And the answer is the opposite happens. Up until the time of Noah, they had to work so hard just to gain so little. They didn't have any free time to think about anything. And now with all this free time, jealousy, robbery, taking other people's wealth, taking other people's lives, abandoning any relationship to Hashem, and being more and more involved in idolatry. Exactly the opposite of what we would have hoped and expected of being blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just total moral decay. Noah meant to bring bracha into the world. But the daughter of Noah took this bracha and turned it into a cloth. The Rambam points out that it's very hard when talking about looking at the Dor HaMabul from this perspective, not to also take a look at American society and Western society in the second half of the 20th century. Post-Depression America, maybe a little more accurately, post-World War II, brings tremendous prosperity to America, to the Western world. If you take a look and you ask, if you had grandparents who grew up in the United States in the 1920s and the 1930s during the Depression, let alone those who came from poverty Europe, can't even begin to imagine how impoverished Jews were in Europe. How difficult it was to live during the Depression. And Baruch Hashem, we were granted tremendous prosperity in the Western world, in the United States. How did American society as a whole deal with all this? How did they deal with this wealth, with all their free time? What kind of pursuits are they engaged in? American society, Western society, over the last few decades, does not seem to have grown so much spiritually. On the contrary, the moral decay, the lack of any sense of morality, seems to be much more pervasive. Western society seems to be much more caught up in simply the pursuit of personal pleasure. What's in it for me? What can I do? And spirituality seems to be on a great decline. There are exceptions to it. But society as a whole,
I remember hearing somebody once found a study of, I think it may have been the New York City public school system. It says, what were the biggest problems in the 1940s? Kids talking while standing online, not throwing the papers directly into the waste paper basket, chewing gum when they weren't allowed to. These were the major problems in the public school system. Take a look at the 1990s. Violence, drugs, teenage pregnancies, I mean it. In 50 years, tremendous prosperity, tremendous moral decline. And it's very hard for the Rambam not to see some sort of mimicking of what happened with the Dor HaMabul. Hashem gives us such great gifts. What does society do? So we can't always control society. I'm just an individual. American society, right now, I'm not 250 million people in America. Can't control what goes on in society. That may be true to a certain extent. But what about me as an individual? How do I react with all the great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me? We've managed to grow up in a time of relative prosperity. You haven't been working from dawn to dusk in what one might think to be the drudgery of household tasks that are necessary. You have all the modern appliances, washing machines and dryers and dishwashers and housekeepers. So what have we done with all our free time as individuals? Do we spend our time wisely? Do we spend our wealth wisely? We spend our freedom wisely. To a great extent, Baruch Hashem, we've grown up in a time relative to many, many other times in Jewish history with a little anti-Semitism. And how do we repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we manage to deal with all these favors? How much do we appreciate this great gift of being able to be in Eretz Yisrael? Something that our grandparents, or certainly our great-grandparents, barely dreamed about. You can get on a plane and be here in 10, 12 hours, or even less, depending where you're coming from. What do we do with all this bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us? The Dor HaMabul was granted tremendous bracha to Noach was born. And they blew it. Maybe Western society was granted certain brachos and prosperity in the second half of the 20th century. And they handled the rest. And what about us? How will we handle this tremendous bracha of being able to come here for a year, study in Eretz Yisrael, to be in Yerushalayim, to be involved in tremendous spiritual pursuits? So little headaches of gashmius to bother us. We spend our time wisely.